Welcome to the Soulful Woman Podcast. My name is Neera Lal, and I'm an embodiment coach who helps women like you connect to their body, mind, and energy wisdom so that you can deeply heal and live your soul truth. I'm here to teach awakened souls how to consciously navigate the ups and downs of life, harmonize your divine feminine and masculine energies, and become your own inner healer. On this podcast, I'll share channeled messages from spirit, embodiment practices, energetic activations, and mindset shifts so you can live your most unfiltered, unapologetic, and fully expressed life. If you're ready to activate your inner wisdom, you've come to the right place. Now let's get soulful, woman. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to today's episode of the Soulful Woman Podcast, and I am so thrilled to be back here with you. It has been a hot minute since I've done a podcast recording for you, and I'm really excited to be here and to chat with you and to offer you some nuggets of soulful inspiration that I think will help you quite a bit if you are listening to this podcast and thinking, how in the world am I going to move the needle in any particular area of my life? This seems to be a topic that's on everybody's mind. And today's episode is all about, what does it really take to create transformation in your life? Whether that's a big, massive transformation or something small that you're working toward, I think there are some core principles that I've observed within myself and within clients that have helped move that needle forward toward where it is you'd like to go. And I'm sure that if you're listening here, you have accumulated many tools in your toolbox over the years to help you along your path. And it's my intention that this will just add to the beautiful knowledge and resources that you already have. So let's get right to it. Now, in order for us to create change in our lives in any area, we need to be able to have a new energy and some new ideas, some new movement. And a lot of the time, if you are feeling stuck and stagnant and you're looking back and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm still in the exact same place that I was a year ago or 6 months ago or 5 years ago or 3 months ago, whatever amount of time it is. And you're thinking, well, why haven't things shifted? Why hasn't anything changed dramatically or drastically in the direction that I wanted to go? And I think the answer to that is deep and complex, depending on your personal experience. And so I certainly want to make room for and acknowledge that each and every person's journey is so individual and so unique. And there's factors that come into play depending on what's going on in your life. And so I don't want to overly simplify anything, but I do want to offer you a perspective around why it may feel like there's stagnation. And so a lot of the time when there is stagnation, what's happening is that we don't have a lot of room or mental or emotional space in our lives to come up with a new idea, to see different options and possibilities. And this is why a lot of the times people feel like they need to escape from their lives. Like they need to go on a vacation. They need to make a big move. They need a big change or a big transition in their lives, because there's just this new, fresh energy that wants to come through. I know that whenever I'm embarking on a big change, one of the things that I'm always feeling like I need to do is get a new haircut, get a new hairstyle, get a totally new look. And so that is just one example of something that helps to bring in a fresh energy. And so you might have your own way when you reflect of doing this quite naturally in the past. And so we need to be able to have this new idea, you know, these new ways of thinking, new inspirations. And so the way that we get that is by creating space. And when we create space, we're able to bring presence, we're able to bring a feeling of being, a feeling of ease, flow. And sometimes we can create that space by making boundaries with people, with ourselves, with things, with work, We can do that by creating emotional space, by perhaps distancing ourselves emotionally from people or things that are draining. And sometimes creating that mental or emotional space is difficult or just not enough because it feels like there's just too much pressure coming from various areas of your life. And that's when creating physical space can help. So that's when, you know, you might feel like you want to go on a trip or you might want to move to another part of the world, or you may want to create a distance where you are right now, but seeing those people or places less in your life. And so sometimes that motivation of wanting to retreat from the people and things in your life in a physical way can oftentimes be a reflection of this inner knowing, this inner desire to create space for yourself, right? And in that space, we begin to allow for movement, right? We begin to allow for new ideas to come through because there's a little bit less tension in the here and now, right? So the first step is to be able to have a new idea, a fresh perspective through creating emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical space. So I'd like you to take that in and think about how that has been manifesting for you in your life. And if you've been thinking about needing this space, and perhaps this gives you clarity on why, perhaps there's a deeper knowing within you that says, I need to create this space so that I can have a new idea, so I can have new inspired actions come forward, right? The same mind that has created the problem cannot create the solution. So we need to step into a different mind, a different state of being to create opportunities for new solutions, new outlooks, and new perspectives. And so what that allows you to do is to move out of that intensity, that urgency that you may be feeling, and that intensity and that urgency to make a change, make a shift, can often land us in that fight, flight, freeze, fawn response where the body is just in a lot of stress and is focused on survival and therefore can't really focus on thriving. And so this is where we experience the move from emotional tension, you know, that feeling of anxiety, tension, urgency in the body, into creative inspiration, right? So this space allows for that energy to move from tension that feels like stagnation, that feels like it's not really serving you, into creative inspiration, creative tension, which results in ideas, thoughts, opportunities that are more supportive of the transformation, of the change that you are seeking. And so when there's this space created now for more flow energy, what you'll find is that you're stepping into more of a place of awareness. And in that awareness, you can look at, well, actually in that awareness, you're able to be more present with yourself. You're able to see your thoughts that are happening again and again, the emotions and feelings that are present. You're just able to step back for a moment and see yourself from an observer perspective. And not that you can't do this at other times, but when you're able to create that spiritual, emotional, physical, or mental space, then you have more of a capacity to step into the awareness of what is actually going on, what you're actually creating, what you're actually tolerating in your life. And that's where you might have the awareness that you need to really rest and rejuvenate, or maybe you need to shake things up and do something adventurous, make a change. Maybe you want to go and talk to this person or that person. It's in the awareness that we begin to see where we have been creating the same experience over and over again, and how we can take deep agency and responsibility for ourselves to make a change. And it's in this space that you can really understand what the word responsibility means. So responsibility is really just about your ability to respond, your ability to respond to your life, to take action in your life, which you always have. And when you're stuck in a place of stagnation, you can often begin to feel like you're at the mercy of life, like things are happening to you, like you don't have any control. But when you create that space, you step into awareness, you're in a state of being, then you can see that you do have the ability to respond. There is something you can do. There is something that you can embody. There is somewhere where you can direct your attention and intention to move the needle towards where it is that you want to go. And usually where you want to go is actually a feeling. It's something you want to feel. And so this awareness will allow you to see how it is that you can respond to life differently so that you may embody those feelings that you want to have from within by taking ownership and responsibility for your personal experience. And this will happen naturally from an empowered place rather than like a reprimanding or a pressure type of place, because we don't want it to come from that. Life gets to feel full and easeful. And we're no longer in that paradigm, I believe, where everything is about pressure, 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 intensity, 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 and making things happen. This is the feminine embodiment of listening to the whispers or loud calling of your body, your mind, your soul, and then acting upon it, knowing that you do deserve everything that you've been wanting and asking for, and so it shall be. And I want to introduce a concept here to you of the onion. And the onion is a reflection of what we are like as individuals. And so a lot of times, we begin to give up our power in life because of this layering that happens. And so we are like an onion. At the center, at the core of the onion, you can imagine, is you. In your innocence as this little baby you that does not know anything other than perfection. There's no judgment of who you are or how you are or the world. Everything just is, and you're deeply connected to you. And as you grow and you evolve, you begin to interact with life and people and things, and you begin to see that, certain things are acceptable in my environment and other things are not. And certain things result in people giving me accolades and being pleased with me, and certain things result in people not being pleased with me, and maybe they even result in me getting in trouble. And so we begin to develop these layers of protection, similar to an onion, the layers in an onion. And so we learn, okay, if I can always make people laugh, then things in my environment will be upbeat, and I can be the buffer and the comedian. Or maybe I can protect my mother or my father from the other person, the other spouse that's creating problems. Maybe I can be a best friend to one of my parents and let them confide in me and, you know, not be the kid anymore. Maybe I can absorb the emotional tension in the family so that others don't have to. Maybe I can strive for perfection. Maybe I can take on more responsibility. Maybe I can be the protector. You know, these are the different layers, the different masks that we begin to wear as we grow and the layers of the onion develop. And those layers of protection develop so that that inner part, that innocence within us, can be protected. And so the important part is when we're trying to move forward in our lives, creating more change in our lives, it's important to ask ourselves, well, what is it that's being protected? Who is the protector? What are the layers within me that I use for protection? How do I keep the outside world away? Or how do I keep it close enough, but not too close? What am I doing? Am I people pleasing? Am I creating distance? Am I protecting? Am I overanalyzing? Am I hypervigilant? Am I being the comedian, not going deep enough? Am I limiting connection and intimacy with people because I'm afraid of getting hurt? Right? These are examples of the different layers we use to protect ourselves, that innocence within, from getting hurt again. Right? And so the journey of wholeness is about moving back through the layers of the onion, seeing all the ways in which we wear different masks to protect ourselves that oftentimes can keep us stuck in the very areas that we want to create movement. And so we can ask, well, what am I protecting? If I didn't have to protect myself, how would I show up differently? What would I do differently? What walls would come down? How would I be on the day to day? These are such important questions to sit with. And you can literally just take this one concept of the onion and use this for your next several years of deep personal exploration as you move towards your journey of wholeness in creating transformation in your life. And so once we begin to have this kind of awareness about ourselves, we can take awakened action. This is when you can take aligned action. This is when you really begin to take that inspired action that is moving you toward your wholeness. Because a lot of the times, we can come to a place in life where you're like, you know what? I want transformation. I want change. I need to move the needle with my health, with my work, with my relationships, with my partner or the partner that I'm drawing in. I want to move the needle in this place, but I feel like I'm stuck again and again in the same old rut. And the reason for that a lot of the time is because we haven't gone deeper into the layers of the onion to see who within us is operating as a protector and perhaps keeping us in this place of the same patterns, same feelings, same thoughts. And what is beneath that? What is our wholeness, the innocence, the clarity, the realness, the authenticity that is ready to shine? Just needs permission and the knowing that it's safe. And it is safe now because you are an adult and you have power and you have agency in your life. When you were younger, you didn't have power and agency in your life. You know, there were a lot of adults running things, dictating what life was going to be like. And so now as adults, there is a process of learning and integration that takes place where you have to remember that you have power and be aware of the part of you that may attach yourself to powerlessness, to the identity of not having power. Well, why is that? Who are the people that have power? Are they like you? Does it matter? Can you have power in your life on your own terms? These are important questions because we live in a society and a way of thinking that continually seeks to validate our stories of powerlessness. And that does not serve you. You get to create the reality that you live in by choosing the thoughts that you will have with awareness and the actions that you will take. Because when we become aware of our thoughts, and we see that some of those thoughts are empowering and some of them are disempowering, we can begin to then pour energy into the ones that lift us up, that move us towards our wholeness. And as you move towards your wholeness, you'll move toward transformation in that area you're looking for transformation, and it just has to happen. And maybe you'll get clarity, deeper clarity around why the needle hasn't moved. Maybe where you thought the needle needed to move really wasn't it. As you work your way through the layers of the onion, you see that perhaps it was one of those protective mechanisms that was telling you that you needed to have A, B, C in your life to be happy. Maybe you realize, huh, that's not actually the case. Leave room for curiosity, for inquiry, for new possibilities to take shape. This feels like a good time to talk about this little reminder that I have found myself talking about quite a bit recently with many people. And that is the idea that trauma, when you have a history of trauma, which most people do, we begin to associate things that are traumatic as feeling safe in the body, right? So unhealthy patterns are familiar. And because they are familiar, they feel safe to the body. They feel safe to the subconscious. And so when you begin to make a change and you start to exhibit healthy behavior that moves you toward more of what you want, it then begins to feel unsafe. It feels like, ooh, this is uncomfortable. This is different. Should I really be doing this? Can I really be happy? Hold on a second. This is different. No, 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 no. And this is when sometimes what people call self-sabotage comes in. And I don't really think of it as self-sabotage because it's really just self-preservation and the body and brain doing what it is used to doing for that self-preservation. So when you have a history of trauma, a history of neglect, healthy behaviors that do not induce trauma can feel unsafe after a while. So then something will happen where you know, maybe there's a trigger, maybe there's a few pressures that build up, where you then again begin to choose those same old patterns and ways of being and thoughts that keep you within the trauma loop. Because when you have awareness is key. When you have awareness, you can be aware and have a different perspective. And in that awareness, things begin to shift simply by your attention to that awareness. And so today I want to offer you some really, you know, maybe some deeper pieces of advice here around how to create space in your life so that you can have awareness, so that you can then begin to take responsibility in a deeper way to respond to your life, creating opportunities for inspired actions. And looking at your trauma, it's very important to look at our trauma and the way that we protect ourselves, because that's usually what keeps us where we are these old protection mechanisms. So take this concept of the onion and those protective layers with you and begin this exploration. And as you begin to do that and you look at, okay, how have I been protecting myself? Who are the protector elements within me? Which one is the loudest and strongest? And what is it protecting? What is that part that's being protected need, want? What does it want to say? What does it need to hear? How does it want to express itself? And I know that once you start to walk this journey with presence and awareness and dedication, you are going to see tremendous change and many light bulb moments. And so I'm going to leave that here with you. And please do share with me how this episode resonated with you, if you took it in and did some work around it, and what that resulted in. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, lots of love and have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much for spending a part of your day with me. If you love this episode of the Soulful Woman Podcast, share it with a friend or loved one who you think could benefit from this message. Take a screenshot, tag me at Neera Lal, and share it on your Instagram stories to let me know what resonated with you the most. And be sure to rate, review, and download the podcast to help get this powerful message out to more people. To know when the next episode is out, go ahead and click the subscribe button to get notified so that you never miss one. And remember to tune in, listen to your soul knowing, and be who you came here to be. Until next time, stay soulful, woman.